Commissioners Court for Monday, July 22nd, 2024, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Keep your phones on silent. I'm not gonna look at anybody. All right, this will be the Franklin County Commissioners Court. Notice for the meeting is hereby given on this 22nd day of July at 9 o'clock a.m. Scotty, you wanna lead us in a good word?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We're just thankful, God, for all of your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. This country we live in, Lord, we're thankful, Father God, for it. We pray that you continue to bless this nation. I pray for our state, our county, all of our neighbors, our friends, Lord. Just give us your guidance, direction, everything we do. And I pray today, Lord, for this court, as we consider the business of the county, give us wisdom, understanding, and all the decisions we make. Guide us and direct our steps and our decisions. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll go to this is gonna be kind of a quick day. We'll start with agenda item number one, consider and take action to approve the minutes from the July 8th, 2024 regular Commissioners Court meeting and July 11th, 2024 workshop meeting. I hope y'all got a copy of that somewhere today. I know you did because somebody called about something.
I'm moved to approve.
Well, everybody knows what that is. Nothing a secret.
That's right.
Transparent.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payment.
The amount submitted for your approval is $149,506.72.
Okay, any questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Consider and take action to approve monthly reports.
June 2024 month-end report. County attorney is $90. Tax assessor, $1,814.45. Property taxes, $36,190.56. County clerk, $16,372.19. District clerk, $9,301.05. Justice of the peace, $23,012.16. Sheriff's Office Commissary, $6,514.78. Treasurer Second Quarter Fees, $4,043.19. Library, $549.86. Interest earned at 5.12%, $51,417.78.
Okay, any questions? Motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number four, second reading, replat lot 2R Eagles Nest Subdivision. You here for Ralph?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anybody need to see that again? Did y'all look at it the other day with Ralph? I wasn't here.
No.
No. Okay.
Hey, Grant, do you have the affidavit that's a publication? Go ahead. We'll get them.
She'll be here tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Everything else is good. We've got the tax
certificate. I know we approve it.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Now, the one's going to take a little while. Is considering number five, consider and take action to approve 2024 budget amendment. Tomorrow.
So, on this budget amendment, the SB22 monies that the sheriff wishes to give to his deputies, dispatchers, and generals that are eligible for it, you will see the attachment showing the increases that he's wanting to do for the rest of this year. I think the total amount is about 74 and some change, plus he's already spent or got you guys to approve three vehicles, capping it at what, 160, am I correct, Judge?
I don't think so, yeah.
And so this will add, he received $350,000, for those of you that don't know, from the state to help fund raises and equipment for his department. We are hoping that this
will continue. It will for sure continue one more year. The legislature, of course, will start to meet in January. So.
Now, here's something we kind of talked about. If we approve this money, it's SB 22, and the state comes in, he swears it, that it's not up. You can't even tell what the state's going to do. But if they come in and say, okay, now we want the counties to take over, you know, the state will come in and tie us down. We can't do a whole lot. But what is y'all's thoughts? I mean, we're going to do something because we can't come back up and pop up three new deputies.
Well, this particular money doesn't include three deputies. This is just raising his existing staff.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Is all that money in now? I mean, it's in the bank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. For this year.
We got the money in March for this year that we have to apply again. And what we don't spend or is not obligated to be spent in 2025 will have to be sent back at the end of the year. Like if he were to have a vehicle and we haven't gotten the vehicle yet, we can obligate the money and keep it for 1 year and then pay it in 2025. But otherwise, the money has to be returned to the state what we don't utilize, plus interest. So all the interest that it's got borrowed will also have to be returned.
So that's just to go ahead and start paying them now.
Yes.
For this year.
Yes. Basically, so he can use that money up. I mean, is that why he's wanting to start it now? So he can justify all that money?
Right.
Yes.
Because he doesn't, I mean, like I said, he's already spent $160 on equipment. So this is another $75, so that's $230 of the $350 that he wants to spend this year.
But during budget, I guess we can talk about that later about the
three. Yes, about the three.
You know, we got to kind of say what we're going to do if something goes up with this money.
This year is already money that's in the bank.
It's right? In the bank, ready, yes.
Ready,
yes,
to be spent. So it just, and if it's not spent, it's going to be, it's got to be.
Give back.
It'll have to be returned.
And obviously, the situation is it's not funded again the following year. That's obviously a bridge and what to cross when we get to that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And we'll talk about
some more stuff that's come in that they're already asking for more and more stuff already. Mm-hmm. So fill out, I know that that's state. They're worse than federal government about wanting to fill out paperwork to justify.
Now the laundry list is growing. The requirements the hoops we're gonna have to jump through in order to keep this money.
And that's what they do.
Which is the norm.
It's the norm for the state of Texas.
There is no free money.
No.
I've heard that comment from our lieutenant governor. There is free money. No, it's never free.
No, we pay for it. Please, one way or and I know the reputation is not.
I can say this is my first double-edged sword. Though.
Yes, it
with
is.
The sheriff's department. I mean, that's a tough call to do. What they're trying to get, you know, use that money for. That's something that, you know.
Well, it's like I said before, all this money is just like the money they've given the school districts. Once they give you money, now you owe them and you're going to have to do exactly what we tell you or we're going to take away from you.
Well, and the other issue that's on it as well is the fact that if it's money they're going to, the state frees up for law enforcement, is the fact that if you use it for like one time purchases, you go in, you put it right there. That way it's not something that's perpetual, something that we have to absorb if the state takes it away.
Yeah, when you do that, you're not just making the next year's budget, you're making the next long time to live off.
Yeah,
when it's going, you're actually saying,
if the state comes back and says we're not doing it, then we either have to make cuts on it or we have to absorb it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it for a 2 year term. Mm-hmm. And they say we might draw it back, we might not.
Yes.
I mean, that's putting us on the spot.
That's why, to me, one of the thoughts when we talked about earlier in the year was the fact that finding on stuff that's a one-time purchase. That's like, to me, the Tahoe that the sheriff was mine. That's a good use of it, not other equipment. So, but at the same time, you want to use it to be able to, you know, pay your employees.
I think being the man in charge, when it doesn't happen and he has to say, well, I can't get it next year. I mean, that to me would be the
if and when it blows up. But there is one thing that you guys have to realize. Per the comptroller, we cannot pay any overtime, whether it's the new position or existing positions. The overtime must come from the general fund.
Yeah, that's all his, that's up to him on what he wants to do with that.
Yes, but the overtime will go out of our budget.
And if they're making $30 an hour, guess what we're paying? It's now $45 an hour, and it's coming out of our budget, so.
Now, those are things you'll have to think about. We cannot put any overtime in there.
And we passed a while back to give him the overtime instead of the comptroller, because.
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah, I know, but.
We did that in mid-90s, long after I took office.
So, who's to control who gets that? Okay, I'm gonna let everybody off, and I'm gonna bring in somebody to work overtime. I mean, do we have a say on that or not?
Well, he has the budget for it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's his call. He's got to work up whether we give it to him or not.
Yeah.
He's got to make up the budget to make up for the overtime.
Well,
I don't think all of our discussion right now. This issue here is still the amendment here.
That's true.
And this is money that's already here, that it can be allocated for this, and it's.
Can the difference in overtime be taken out of the housing?
He'd have to do a budget amendment if he didn't have a budget.
To help offset the difference, if you give them a raise,
it will have to come out.
So, just something to think about here.
Yes. If
there is a fund for it to come out of besides the general.
And we can talk about this a little more in the workshop.
In the workshop.
Yeah, he's not here. He needs to be here, but he can't be here today for sure. We need to discuss it with him.
All right.
I move to approve this amendment.
I'll second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any discussion items? We'll talk about some. I know we can talk about the. Bob, you gonna be here this afternoon?
I can be.
Or do you want to just update us now, and that way you don't have to, and we don't want to worry about it. You can go ahead. Do you have anything on that you'd like to?
Okay.
We're doing pretty good, it looks like.
It looks amazing, by the way. I'm so excited. Every time I drive by, I'm like, yes!
It's still going real smooth. We've got the HVAC ductwork going in. All the units are set outside. We moved the units from the southeast corner to the back of the building, which I think it makes everything work better. And the inside units, the outside units are in the Woods air conditioning shop that I haven't brought them out yet. Electrical's going real good. We've got the biggest part of all the plugs and switches in. We're putting conduit in for computers now. I talked to Seth earlier, and he said Peoples had sent y'all a quote. If I could get a copy of that,
I'll forward it. Honestly, I thought he had CC'd you in it, but I'll forward it to you.
Okay. And we'll try to set it up probably toward sometime next week,
okay.
Depending on what they can come out and do, to go ahead and start running the computer wiring, telephones, and you know, all the data stuff. So that's going real well. But, you know, knock on wood, so far everything's going very smooth. It really is. Don't really know of any potential problems we've got coming up. The lift station came in. Steve Slayton picked it up last Tuesday, I think it was. And we'll probably start putting that in maybe this week. We've got to run about 700 feet of line around to the main hub at the back of the existing jail. It's a 2-inch force main, so it should work perfect.
What does our timeline look like, Bob?
I'm still going to stick to our original schedule, but we're ahead of that by probably a couple of months.
That's what I thought.
But I'm not saying that officially.
No,
we're ahead of it. We really are. time-wise, it would do good. I need to get out and lay out the parking lot so that we can go out and start cutting the grade and get that ready. I just want to get all my underground in first to make sure there's no problems that way before we do all that. We've been trying to get center point gas out to do the locate for the gas lines, which we know they are there, but they are tied up with everything from the hurricane down in Houston, and they said we'll get to you when we can get to you, basically. So.
We've got the four under the ground for the.
We don't. So we shut it. There's lines on our side.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I'm talking sewer. I'm sorry. The sewer line.
No, we're putting the lift station over on the west end of the building, mm-hmm. and then it goes underground from there around the jail to the manhole.
But you're not going to break the concrete up or anything?
No, we'll go all the way
around. Oh, okay.
Since it's all in the back part, we shouldn't have to break anything out other than just some of that recycled asphalt in the parking lot. We'll have to cut some of that out. But say it's about, I think, 770 million feet of pipe. We'll take you around there and then the lift station actually. So, from manhole to the city sewer. That should work a whole lot better, even once you've got, you know, got problems at the jail right now, because there's a lot of really just flat sewer lines in there. And they still don't, the manhole's not the problem, it's the flatness of the lines that's in the buildings, basically. But they should take care of that. We'll get the paving going, gas piping. Probably start running that maybe before the end of this week, first part of next week. Steve Sargent's doing that. That's the interior gas pipe. Exterior would be by Centerpoint. They'll take a 2 meter, we'll take a 3 meter. Storefront. They're actually going to start cutting work today and sending me all the exterior windows and the three entries. So.
You've got the rock, same kind of rock that you got at the jail on the bottom?
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be delivered this week.
Okay. Somebody called me about some white Austin stone they had.
No, it's not white, it's that tan.
That's what I told
it's
you.
Actually called Texas beige.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
But it's the same stone as what's on the jail. We ordered that about 4 or 5 weeks ago. It was a 6 week delivery. I talked to Jay Miller last week and he said it should be here this week.
Okay.
And once we get that on, I've talked to Trey Newsom about the gutters and downspouts. Once we get that stone on, then he'll come in and run the gutters around the top, the trim at the top, and then all the downspouts. The downspouts were not made for that stone wainscoting, which sticks out 5.5 inches from the building. So I'm going to have him cut each of the downspouts, put a little 45 on and take it down. It's going to shorten about 6 inches, which shouldn't really hurt anything. I will pay him to basically cut and put that offset in them. And that way we still get to use everything that's out there. A whole lot cheaper than buying all these stuff. And let's see what else. Flash storefronts, electrical's going good. Oh, I'm getting samples, I hope this week, of the granite countertop and the ceramic tile and the carpet and paint selections. So I'll put all those on the board and we'll sit down with all of us, go through it.
Well, you don't have to worry about all of us, probably just one back there.
Well, actually, you know, we got the little wear area, and it's really just the visuals, all it is. I mean, like Kevin, where we can still drive through and everything. People still wander through every once in a while, but I hate to say it, Jerry, but if somebody wants to come in there, they're going to walk up there regardless because they don't think it applies to them.
If you had a door, they'd drop in the window.
You know, if I had to, I'll go over and ask them, I said, can I help you? And I kind of give them the little guided tour and tell them everything and show them what's going on from there. And that does two things. It kind of gets them interested in what's going on, but it makes sure, you know, somebody's with them when they're out there too. So, but I won't say it's a big problem by any means, but it does happen.
Any questions? Anybody any questions about? Melissa, you any questions?
Well, she said that real quick.
Well, it's looking good, Bob. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Max, you want to go with the years now since y'all come back tomorrow?
I will, but I want to come back after lunch. So I'll give you just a quick update on what you did for me, Max. At our last meeting, gave me the authorization to contact the state about our regulations for the on-site septic facilities. I sent the letter down to the lady in Austin. Her name's Kathy McCulley, and she was super, super nice. She actually emailed me, and then I talked to her. She called me on the phone, and I talked to her. What she sent me was, is she sent me the actual procedure to go through, and we already kind of know what that was. Then she sent me the actual affidavit that we have to fill out and send back to them, and she put it in a format where I can just put it on Word document and type in what we want. She even highlighted places that were the most important things that I need to pay attention to. And then she sent me this is one from the city of Venus. I don't know where that is, but this is one that they had just approved. So she sent me an example of one that they had just done. So what my intentions are is by next commissioner's court, I'm going to have a list of everything that I think that we need to change. It's a suggestion. What I'm going to do is put the current law, then I put what our current, oh, by the way, the 2003 was our most current one that they had down there, the one that the commissioner's court did when Jerry was still here. So that was the most recent one that was on file. And so I'm going to put what the current law says, what our current stipulations are for us, and then I'm going to put what I suggested I think that we need to do, and then I'm going to give you the justification of why I think that, so we can look at each change we want. The process after that is once we decide this is what we want, I have to send it back to them. They have to approve it and then send it back to us and say, okay, that all looks good. Then we have to have a public hearing and then go from there. Once the public hearing's over and then we approve it out of court and it'll be done. So hopefully I can get it all lined up where it'd be easy to look at and understand. And luckily for us, or better luckily for me, our new investigator for the county attorney, has been doing this for about 12 years. So he's been an instrumental help to me. He knows what works and what didn't. So I'm working with him. He can kind of guide me a little bit along what he thinks will work and what won't work. So by next commissioner's court, I'll have us a list of what we want to do. And y'all can either say yes, no, or we want to do that, or we don't want to do that. We'll change it before we send it down there to him.
I'm going.
How will that affect our subdivision regs? Will it affect our subdivision regs? Do we need to update those as well? Well, I know we need, I'm like Burrow, I know we need to update them. Clearly, but will that affect those as well, Max, when we make that change?
Not knowing exactly that it will, but I have a feeling that we'll probably need to tweak that a little bit. I would think yes. And that's why we want to get our suggestions. I'll put the justification why we want to do that, and then we can decide what we want to do. Then once we decide that, I'll fill out the affidavit, the judge will sign it, we'll send it down there to them, and hopefully they get it back to us quick enough to say, yes, okay, those are all good. If y'all want to do that, we approve, and then we'll do what we need to do from there.
Okay. I believe, Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, that we need to tweak our subdivision regs based on the new law and stuff that's
been going on.
We talked about the
growth that we're going to have.
The growth and all the RV parks and something that addresses those, making sure that they're all, which some of that will fall under what he's doing, but some of it doesn't.
Yeah, the state's changed their regulations.
The new mobile home.
3 years ago,
there he is in Margie Park. We know that are going on.
It sounds here,
I've reviewed some of the stuff in the file of Sam's desk. Of course, it's just, it looks
different. There are some specific things in the law that mentions mobile home communities. So we're looking at that real close and the different things. Mostly the problem that I'm having at this point is there's a lot of lots that are less than a half acre, and people are trying to fudge and fit stuff in there and they're failing. So that was one of the things I want to try to adjust and address on those things. And then we'll just go from the rest of it. If the subdivision needs to change, then we can. What I did, because I can't remember what I had for breakfast, is I'm making a book. I've got everything in here. I've got what our current subdivision is. I've got what the current law says. I've got what our current amendments are. And then all the other stuff that the lady in Austin sent me. So I'll have it all in one book. And I keep this book. If somebody says something and I think about it, I'll make a note in here to look at it later. So we'll have all that ready for you. We'll just have to wait and see how it affects us. But the process is going a lot quicker than I thought it would. And Ms. McCulley in Austin was very surprisingly helpful. So I hope it goes pretty quick.
We're gonna have I'm gonna set up a meeting for next Monday, a regular meeting, so we can, if we need to vote on some more stuff, and I'll kind of get into that. But if you want to try to get in by then, that's fine. But I've got to do it.
I probably think a week's time will get me going on that, where I can get you at least some good suggestions how it gets started and what we want to look at. That'll give you an idea if we want to make it a little more stringent, a little less, or if we don't want to do that at all, or add something else to it. Okay. So I'll be ready for that.
All right. Thanks, Max. Really, really good news.
Yes.
Friday afternoon, or by the time I got home, I got an email and I sent it to Marla. And so it was like 6:30 or something before we finally got it. But anyway, I'll make a copy before y'all leave this morning. Let me make color copies of it. Our clock. They can fix our clock. And they quoted us $15,000. I figured it'd be $50,000 or $60,000.
He called me and I said, yeah, jump on it. Whatever we got to do.
Yeah. But it's an electric clock. It'll work. It'll keep better time. It won't have those big old giant counterweights.
It's a win-win.
Yes, it is. So that tickled me. So we can, I'm going to go ahead and tell them to send a contract to us today. And we can vote on it now, put it on the agenda for next Monday.
You want to do a workshop Monday next week? Or?
Yeah, well,
it's a workshop.
So we can, because we need to vote on that. And I'm sorry, what did you say? What else?
It'll be a regular session so you can vote.
We'll have a budget workshop. Yeah. We'll start talking about budget for sure. Monday, we'll have
a special session.
And Melissa, either way, solution up to him.
That way we go ahead and run them.
We do have the numbers in. We got one commissioner that's really holding us up on some stuff.
I know who that is.
What is
holding it up? Basically, it's not you this time.
It's not me. No, it's not me.
The numbers in on what?
Oh, somebody sold their truck out from under us. It's not Scotty's fault. It's
this nice truck that he's worked so hard to get.
When you make a deal that's too sweet, you know what happens.
Is that the one you just got approved?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Called me Thursday and said that he didn't know what happened. Somebody sold it.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So now we're looking real fast and all kinds of stuff. Fixing to make a trip to Texas County to go over here.
That's
my word.
I was going to borrow that thing.
I think you down there agreeing. I'm waiting on the comments.
I'm going to check and say, Jerry, you didn't go over and buy it, did you? Precinct one real quick before I go to Texas.
He had it.
I got the van on it still.
Does the same thing happen to you?
What?
What is the deal?
There's not many of them out there. People
I don't know.
They're just hiding.
Well, my experience with them is you call out and they say, oh yeah, it's right here. And let me go out here and visually look at this thing and see if we actually have it on the lot. And they go, well, yeah, here it is. We'll see what we do. And then they call you back a day or so later and say, well, that thing's already been sold. But we got one we can find you. We got one we can find you. I said, how does that work?
Yeah. I tell you, it works about $20,000.
And then a week later, they come and say, hey, I got this dump truck down here that you need. I said, well,
what's the price?
It's got a gas motor. I said, hey, I don't want one gas motor. I mean, they try to say something that you don't want.
Or add money to it.
Yeah. Or $10,000. That's what we're doing. They're going to add $10,000.
What are we going to do about money for? Put in that other generator?
They want
about the generator, the one we brought in from Texas County.
Right.
Well, how we need to do it before winter time hits.
Yes.
we'll have to call an electrician, and probably he'll need to come up and meet with all of the courthouse officials so that they can give him a list of what they want to work, or if he can come up and look at it and tell us it'll work everything. That's probably the first step, is to call an electrician to come up here and look and see what it will.
If it'll run the whole thing.
If it'll run the whole thing, or do we need to pick and choose, I guess is probably the solution.
I think.
So do you want to call Bradshaw?
Yeah, like
Generator Superstore.
They probably won't work on this, it's theirs and it's new.
They work on them. I bought one otherwise than that. I've got them signed on, taken care of.
Is that the one we purchased for the annex in the home?
Because what I've run into, these electricians don't know as much about the generator. They know how to sell them. But anything goes wrong, they don't know how to fix it.
Okay. Well, we'll reach out to American Service. We have such people. And see if they're interested in doing that. But we need the specs on it. I need somebody to take a picture of the.
Who is it you want to talk to?
The Generac store.
It's a generator. I have a contact there with a guy that did the work.
Would you mind calling him and asking him if that is a possibility?
I will. I certainly will. Okay, good deal.
This afternoon too, I've got a gentleman coming in. I just talked to him on the phone about the ball field. That's going to be the main thing I want to have today, because he could be here this afternoon to talk to us about the ball field. Jerry's been working on our restrooms and working on that. There's things we need to do there. Work on that. He's going to work on it for me. But that's the main thing for this afternoon and our budget. Do a budget workshop with everything about, because we're nearly there. We're about ready to go on our budget. Anybody else got anything? I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Thank y'all.
Miss Simon.
Give me a wait on this, Brooke. Give me a wait on this.